Connected in New York's Music Haven concert series has been traveling the world one concert at a time since 1990. Concerts takes place Sundays in the summer at 7 p.m. in Schenectady Central Park on the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage. Mona Golub is here to tell us about this season's offerings, and oh my goodness, what offerings. She is the producing artistic director of the Music Haven concert series, and it's always a great pleasure to have Mona join us on the program. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure for me to be here as well.
Always a delight, because two reasons. One, I know that it's officially summer when I see you. Also, that we're going to have wonderful, wonderful music for many weekends to come. Coming in on the break, we heard from Amadou and Miriam, who are playing on the 16th, and just one of the many groups. Give people a sense, for those who are perhaps unfamiliar, of what Music Haven is and how it came about.
Well, Music Haven, since 1990, when it was first established on a old rickety stage in the heart of Central Park that was held up by one steel beam, has been about traveling the world one concert at a time, meaning that unlike other concert series in the region, of which there are many, we are bringing in artists from other parts of the world and other parts of our country that don't often touch down here. So these are different genres of music. Nevertheless, artists who are at the top of these genres and really, truly have gifts to offer us.
So what ultimately are you trying to accomplish in bringing these here? Because it does seem that, and I guess I'm asking about an individual season where you think of, oh, well, we've never been there before. Does that go into the decision-making?
Most definitely. Last year, we visited the Ukraine for the first time with Dacha Bracha, and this year we're hitting the Middle East for the first time. But I think philosophically the theme remains this idea of crossing borders and breaking down barriers and celebrating our shared humanity through music and culture.
What do you think you've been able to accomplish over the many years that you've been doing this of bringing these groups in to introduce, because I think it's a conversation, right? Not only are we learning from them, but I see these groups are learning from us as well.
I do think it's a two-way street, and the fact that the concerts are all free in an open and accessible setting makes this cultural experience available, accessible to anyone and everyone who wants to be there. Whether you share the ethnicity of the artists who are performing, or whether you're interested in the place from which they come, or whether you love music and you consider yourself an adventurous listener, a lot of our audience comes not necessarily knowing exactly who they're listening to or what they're going to hear, but they've come to trust that it will be incredible, high-caliber music, and that it will be time well spent.
So let's walk through the season. It all begins July 9th, and where do we start off?
We're actually starting off where we finished off last season, in Ireland. This year we've got superstar accordionist and fiddler. She also plays tin whistle. Nice. Sharon Shannon, and she is a superstar in Europe and travels the U.S. very infrequently. So this is part of a six-stop tour. She will be in Schenectady, New York at Music Haven on Sunday, July 9th.
Very good. And again, I just want to note, we'll make this, just want to start off again by saying 7 o'clock, Sunday nights, and they're all free.
Correct.
Okay. Then on the 16th, we go to the group we heard coming in.
That's right. We head to West Africa. We're going to start the evening in Ghana with Jojo Abbott, who's a wonderful performance artist who I saw at Global Fest in January in New York City. And then we head to our headliners, who are the Afropop pioneers, the original Afropop pioneers, meaning they're credited with bringing Afropop music outside of Africa to the rest of the world. They've been touring for nearly 40 years. This will be their first time performing in the capital region. So it's a real coup that they're coming to perform for us on July 16th.
Amadou and Miriam. Excellent. That is on the 16th, and then we move to the 23rd.
And on to Cuba. You know, it's the happiest music on earth, lovely music to dance to. Septeto Santiaguero are the reigning Latin Grammy winners. They've also been nominated for a Grammy as well for their latest album, Raíz, which they will be playing from at Music Haven on the 23rd. They are spectacular. And interestingly enough, they're called Septeto, meaning a septet of seven people, and yet they have eight players. So they've picked up a trumpet player over the number of years, decided not to change their name, but they certainly will keep us up and dancing. We've also got a wonderful acoustic quintet opening for them from Veracruz, Mexico, a group by the name of Radio Jarocho. And they will be playing Fandango to complement the classic song that we'll hear from Septeto Santiaguero.
I want to continue with the schedule, but just to interject a question as to how do you find the groups? I mean, how do you know that they're out there and have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the music scene elsewhere in the world?
Well, given that this is a personal passion of mine, and I've been doing this for now 28 years,
yep.
I've been blessed with connections in the music world, music managers and agents and performing artists who are working with people from all over the world. So I have communication with them throughout the year. I find out who might be touring in the U.S. this coming summer, and we connect. And thanks to the internet, we're able to share not only videos that show these artists performing and help me understand how well they might fit into our venue, but also give me direct connections to creating the contracts that help to bring them here.
As far as audiences, do they tend to prefer one over the other, or do they come with an open mind generally and are just looking to explore and to hear a new sound?
Well, I think overall our audiences are savvy and adventurous in that they know that they're going to hear something based on what they've seen in our marketing materials that is celebrated in some way within that genre. Artists have played a phenomenal festival they recognize, or they've been given a Grammy Award or a genre award that's most recognizable. And then I do believe there are those who wander in and think, I love African music. I'm probably going to love what I'll hear from Amadou and Miriam. So,
and I don't mean this as an overtly political question, but are you having any challenges in the travel of the groups?
I personally have not faced challenges bringing these groups to the region this summer. However, I am talking to agents who have, in no uncertain terms, talked about how their rosters will have to change based on proposed travel bans and such. So it is definitively an issue connected to the arts, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, we are talking about the Music Haven Concert Series for 2017. Mona Golub is here. She is the producing artistic director of the concert series. We've been going through the schedule. We got up to the 23rd, so we're now July 30th.
Right, we're halfway through, and we're staying within the United States, but going to Louisiana with the legends of Cajun music, Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet.
By the way, these names all sound fun, right? They're all good. They sound great.
For me, as a linguist, it's always fun to prep my Spanish and my French to
You're
speak backstage
good.
With
yeah.
the artists.
You're very good at these names. So tell us a little bit about their music.
Well, Amadou and Miriam, Beau Soleil has been touring for nearly 40 years. They've been nominated for more than a dozen Grammy Awards. They've won a few. They were actually the first Cajun group back in 1998 to win a Grammy Award in the traditional folk music category.
Wow.
So they really have been pioneers within their genre as well. Wonderful music to two-step to, as classic and legendary as it gets. And we've got a glorious trio from the Magdalen Islands and Prince Edward Island opening for them. So French Acadian, as opposed to Louisiana Acadian, called Vishton.
Then we move into August, the last two concerts, August 6th.
We are heading to the Middle East, as I promised, with Amir El Safar and Two Rivers Ensemble. A wonderful jazz sextet that melds traditional Western jazz with tonal Arabic or Middle Eastern maqam music. They're coming to us directly from the Newport Jazz Festival. Highly acclaimed artists, wonderful jazz sound. If you love jazz music or you love Middle Eastern music or you think you might like both, this will be a wonderful concert to come to. It's wrapped around what we call our summer social, which is our annual community gala, if you will. The concert is still free to all, but we'll have some special bells and whistles to present and exciting things going on in and around the stage that evening.
That's great. And then the finale.
Our grand finale. It's got to be a dance party going out.
Yes.
We're bringing in Yemen Blues with Ravid Kahalani, definitive Yemen roots with an Israeli upbringing. Their music is as much jazz, funk, swirl of African grooves and liturgical chants, a combination, again, that we've never hosted before from a place in Yemen. Certainly we've had Israeli artists before, but never before from Yemen. This is a wonderful global band that will also keep us dancing. And we've got a solo oud player opening up the show in Ahmed Al-Shaiba, that reminiscent of Jake Shimabukuro, a wonderful ukulele player who was on our stage about a decade ago, plays as much traditional oud music reflective of the Middle East as mm-hmm. he does contemporize Western music on the oud. So we might hear a pop tune off the radio today played on his solo oud that evening.
I was actually, that is a wonderful opening into the question I was going to ask you, is when the groups come, are they ever, do you discuss a set list in the sense of, do they want to fit into the venue, or do you very much want them to play what they're used to playing?
The point is to welcome them to our stage to play what comes naturally from their hearts and their minds and their souls. So, no, I'm never telling a group what I think they should play or what our audience might like to hear. I bring them in because I know whatever it is that they offer will be rich and worth listening to.
We should also note it's at the Central Park in Schenectady. If it rains, you move over to Proctor's.
We are lucky to have the best wet rain site in town, indeed.
You do.
And we make that weather call by 1 o'clock on show days. It's always posted on our Facebook page, Music Haven Concert Series. That information is also on our website.
So if you never cancel. Worst comes to worst, you just, you go to Proctor's. You're inside, and you stay nice and dry, and you still have a beautiful time.
And we still have wonderful food and beverage to offer in the comfort of either an outdoor or an indoor house.
So for you, how has this grown, and how do you see it growing over the next 5 years?
Well, I would say after 28 years, I am still at that point where I am never at a loss to find incredible talent out there in the world that hasn't yet been here. So in that sense, it's empowering, it's exciting, it's full of energy, and I am always looking at groups for the next season or two seasons out that I've already made contact with that I think would be fabulous here. So I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. The stage is being improved with new stadium quality seating and a terraced hill that we'll begin construction on as soon as this season finishes up. So for summer of 18, it will be even a more fabulous venue than Music Haven is today. And we look forward to that. That bodes well for the future of the venue in Central Park, Schenectady, and all those who would like to come and join us for a great evening of music on Sunday nights during the summer.
So we have more stuff to talk about next year. That'd be
great.
Betcha. Wonderful. Well, the 2017 Music Haven Concert Series features performances on July 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, and then August 6th, the grand finale on the 13th. Free and open to the public, the concerts are held at 7 p.m. at the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage in Central Park in Schenectady, New York. The rain site for all performances is Proctor's Theater in Schenectady. More information is available at musichavenstage.org or, as Mona mentioned, on their Facebook page as well. The link to their website is posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Mona Golub is the producing artistic director of the Music Haven Concert Series. Mona, it's always a great pleasure to have you here, and thank you very much for bringing us this music and for all the wonderful work you do for the community.
Thank you, Joe. We'll look forward to seeing you in the park.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.